The following is a paid political spot, paid for by Mark Woods for City Council.
And as you just heard, we're going to start off the interview portion of Mugs in the Morning with Mark Woods joining us here on the KODY phone lines. Mark, of course, is running for North Platte City Council in Ward 4. Mark, thanks for taking some time for us, sir.
Oh, glad to.
Now, Mark, of course, joining us on the phone lines this morning, as we mentioned, sorry to hear that you're a little bit under the weather, my friend.
Yeah, well, obviously, I couldn't make it in. I'd like to let people know that I got the COVID virus out and about in my travels, and I feel fine. I'm in good shape. I'm not that sick, but it just seems to not want to go away. It's been almost 2 weeks now, and I don't know. I'm patiently waiting to be able to get back out and start campaigning again.
Yeah, I was going to say, your campaign probably had to take a bit of a hold for a short amount of time in battling this virus, I would imagine.
Yeah, you got to be safe. I wouldn't want to get anybody else sick. I'm not worried about me. This has never scared me. I'm a healthy man. It's a virus. I've had them before. I'll have them again.
So, Mark, obviously you did not get to attend the city council meeting this past Tuesday, but we know that you have a passion for city government. Obviously, that's what led you to run for city council's fourth ward. But what are your thoughts from what you've heard and read about the city council meeting this past Tuesday?
Well, there weren't really any surprises. I'm happy to hear about the Alco situation. It's glad that somebody's finally going to do something with that building and that we can get some number of businesses in there. It's up in the air, but that's good. I appreciate that the Quality Growth Fund is a loan. I know that they can, if they generate enough business and all, that they can get it forgiven, and that would be a good thing for them. And McNews got his, was it $95,000?
That sounds right.
Yeah, so hopefully I will help his business. And, loans are a good thing. I remember when I started my business, I went to all the banks. I couldn't get a loan from anybody. And blindly, being the guy I am, me and my partner each borrowed $5,000 from our parents, and we got started.
Yep. Yep, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, but it's good that these people are getting some help, and I hope it works out well for them.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's really promising, the development on the Parkade Plaza here in North Platte. You alluded to it just a minute ago. My apologies, Mark, having some technical difficulties, it looked like, on my end there for a second. But, it's promising developments there on the Parkade Plaza front.
Yeah, it's always good to see new businesses come to town, and it's a local, all local, which I love. I'd much rather have local people, It's just good to see your fellow citizens get ahead.
Absolutely it is, yeah. It's going to better the city of North Platte, as we know, and it's going to really be a big help in the retail sector, I think, too, the developments with that. So hats off to the Caldwells and the council approving that this week as well. And I think that was really the big hot topic, I guess you would say, for the city of North Platte this past Tuesday at the council meeting, at least as far as I'm concerned. It's passing of age to be in possession of tobacco products to 21 was kind of a general housekeeping item, but I guess big news nonetheless that it was passed here in the city.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was happy to read that the downtown area is opening up finally.
Yes.
I was really worried for some of those small businesses down there. When I owned my store, I went through a situation similar to that, and the loss of business, hurt me greatly. So hats off to Paulson's for finishing up so quickly, because those small businesses, any loss is just so harmful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any is just, could be disastrous, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it looks beautiful.
Yeah, downtown is really, if folks haven't seen it in a while, they're missing out. They need to check it out.
Yeah, I can't wait till I can leave the house.
That's going to be one of the first trips that you and the missus make is to downtown North Platte.
Yeah, we'll go down and get an ice cream cone and walk around, take a good look at it.
Again, we have Mark Woodge joining us on the KODY phone lines. Mark is running for North Platte City Council's 4th Ward. And, Mark, it's been a couple weeks since we've talked about your candidacy here on the air. So for folks that haven't heard you on the program, or maybe they haven't heard us discuss your candidacy, what originally led you to think about running for city government, Mark?
Well, I've lived here for about 40 years now, and, you know, I've watched the city in that time, and it's mostly the development issue. You know, we just don't, I don't know, it seems like there may be a better way to develop. I'd just like to get involved more in that aspect and give some of my opinions. The Quality Growth Fund, you know, is up for a vote here on the ballot, and I guess I should tell people I will be voting for it. You know that my philosophy, I don't believe in giving money to business from government, but, you know, that's the world we live in. I will constantly try to educate people, but, you know, we didn't get here overnight, and it'll take a generation, I think, to get us back to where government isn't involved in developments, which I think is part of the problem, because whenever government's involved, cost goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have a lot of conservatives who are, you know, giving me some trouble with this, but, you know, that's the way I feel. At least if I'm on the council, I'll have a vote. And if you just let this money go into the city's coffers instead of to development, well, you know, city governments have a tendency to like to spend money, and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just not sure where it would actually get spent then. At least this way it will go towards development, and it does help small businesses start out, and they are the backbone of this economy. One thing that bothered me was I read an article in the paper, and one of the people they quoted said that it was would be impossible for small businesses to get started without the Quality Growth Fund, and that is the attitude that scares me. So,
and what scares you about that, Mark?
Well, I was raised in America where you go to work, you work hard, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and you make something of yourself. To think that you can't do it without government goes against everything this country was built on. That's what scares me.
Again, Mark Woodge joining us on the KODY phone lines discussing his candidacy for North Platte City Council. Mark is running to represent North Platte's 4th Ward. Mark, tell us, if elected to serve as the representative in the 4th Ward, let's talk about your time availability, because let's be honest, we ask our city leaders a lot, and there is not a lot of reward for the work that they do. There may be on the other side, but here on God's green earth, there's not a lot of reward for it. So if you're elected as the next representative of North Platte's 4th Ward, Mark, how much time do you have to dedicate to the job?
Well, by the time if I am elected, by that time I will be retired from my main career, my flooring company. So that takes away about 50, 60 hours a week that I
sure.
spend there. That's honestly, that's been delayed since the COVID epidemic. I've lost probably 3 months of work.
Sure.
And I'm sick now, but there's other times I've had to take off, you know, because I had to get tested because I thought I had a symptom or something, and you don't want to take a chance. So, you get tested, but you're off work for a week.
Yeah.
But that will all be taken care of, and I'll have plenty of time. I do have a rental property business, which I plan to still expand on a small scale. But my focus will be mostly on the city council. I'm not elected. I'm just a citizen. And I already spend probably, well, not counting campaigning, just reading and studying for meetings, I probably spend 10 hours a week, you know, going over the agendas and the information that packets that come with them to try to have an informed opinion on what's being voted on. So, you know, this is going to be a job. And
sure,
the reward is, you know, that hopefully I will do a good service for the city and help the city to prosper and move along. I've already gotten, if I am elected, I already have a raise because I thought it was a free job. I didn't think I got paid at all.
A pleasant surprise for you.
Get a little check. It'll probably pay for my paper and ink to,
yeah,
you know, print out documents.
And Mark, we heard you mention a moment ago that we heard you mention that right now, just as a citizen of North Platte, you have spent a lot of time in attending council meetings and participating in those meetings. So if by chance the 4th Ward does not elect you to serve them, do you plan to remain involved?
Oh, yeah. You know, one way or the other.
It's just a matter of how,
you
not
know,
if.
I'm going to speak my opinion. I'm a citizen of the United States, and I have that right.
Absolutely you do.
So, no, I won't go away. I'll still be there.
Glad to hear. Now, Mark, we do need to wrap up. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I would like to, one of my goals is to see the budget for the roads department increase. That is one of the, you know, just more mundane things that I would like to help with. You know, for a lot of years, we haven't fixed roads like we should. The money went elsewhere to other projects that I don't agree with. So I'm hoping that'd be one thing I could work on. And that's not just for my ward or my neighborhood, as some have said. It's for, you know, the city as a whole. We have roads everywhere that need fixed, and I believe good roads lead to development. If I come into town looking to build something here, if I'm driving down a nice, smooth road, you know, that just shows me the city's taking care of itself, and they're well run. So.
Now, Mark, if there's any potential constituents in the 4th Ward that want to have a conversation with you about your candidacy, or maybe they have some questions on how you feel about specific city issues, how can they get in touch with you and learn more about you as a candidate ahead of the November election?
Okay, well, I am in the phone book, and my number is 534-5458. My email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com. And I'd like to say, if anybody out there would like a yard sign, since I can't get out, if you would call, I would be happy to. I have a lot of really good people helping me, and I could get someone to bring one over and stick it in your yard for you, and I'd really appreciate it. And as soon as I'm healthy again, I'll be back out talking to folks.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning to discuss your candidacy. Hope that you get to feeling better, sir.
Oh, I will. I'll be out soon.
Good to hear. Thanks, Mark. Have a good day.
You too, Tristan.
Thank you.
This has been a paid political spot, paid for by Mark Woods for City Council.